sports writers, the United States Sports Writers Basketball Association, they have an award that John and Hoops started years ago to honor Dean Smith when he retired. And it was to honor Dean Smith for the work he did outside of basketball. His work for social justice, supporting education. And so they wanted to honor coaches that were powerful off the court. So over the years, it's only been in existence for about 5 years, but over the years, this is going to be the second Philadelphian that was awarded with the Dean Smith Award by the United States Basketball Writers Association. The first one was Fran Dunphy. I know it's been a long day, so I want to try to make this short, but I don't want to minimize this. I get to introduce a gentleman, George Ravlin, who was a great coach, first black head coach in the Pac-12, first assistant black head coach in the ACC, broke all kinds of barriers, won all kinds of championships. But since he's retired, he's probably done more for coaches, athletes, for the game than he did when he was a coach. And he's one of the groundbreaking coaches of all time. He was the president of global basketball for Nike. And now he has a website, Daily Coach. And everybody in this room, I know you love basketball in Philadelphia, if you subscribe to this website, Daily Coach, it's one of the most informative, intelligent, and inspirational spaces that you'll see anywhere in social media. He spent his whole life just trying to influence others positively. I can simply say he's one of the finest men I know. He had, when he was an assistant coach at Villanova, he went to Dr. Martin Luther King's speech in Washington, D.C., and he was standing as a security guard next to him, and when he finished speaking, he asked him for a speech. He has it, he's had it his whole life, and he has since donated to Villanova. And now, bigger than that, the agreement that he made with Villanova was to connect Villanova with historically black colleges and universities, to connect Villanova with the Black History Museum in Washington, D.C. Everything he's done in his life has been about bringing people together and influencing people positively about education, social justice, and athletics. So if you think about in these times, bringing a suburban school like Villanova together with black colleges and universities and the Black History Museum, probably can't do much more impactful event for a university and for a society. He truly is one of the finest men I know. His former teammates are all here. They still come to see him. The players that he coached. And really one of the great men in the history of college basketball. I present to you the 2021 United States Basketball Writers Association Dean Smith Award winner, class of 1960 from Villanova, George Ravlin.
Shadow of an individual whose unique contributions to the game of basketball and the coaching profession could fill a series of encyclopedias. And it's an awesome moment for me. They called him Dean Smith, Coach Dean Smith. But in reality, Coach Smith was more than a basketball coach. He was a truth teller. He was a servant leader. He was an innovator, a role model. He was more than a coach. He was a change agent. He was a social activist. He was a lifesaver. he was more than a coach. He was a dream maker, a beacon of hope, a lifesaver. Dean Smith was the answer. John Wooden was interviewed shortly before he died. And a reporter asked Coach Wooden, "How would you sum up Dean Smith?" And Coach Wooden responded, "He's the best ever. The best critique of the best." One of my most authentic friends is John Thompson. He once told me that he loved Dean Smith. The word love was not one that John uttered frequently. For 22 years, I had the pleasure to run Michael Jordan's summer basketball camp. And on the second evening, we would have what we called a Q&A. And the campers, for over an hour, could ask Michael all sorts of questions. And over the 22 years, the most frequently asked question, and consistently asked, was who had the most influence on your life? And Michael's reply was consistent year after year. My mom, my dad, Coach Smith. Dean Smith was an amazing human being. And maybe one of the most unique things that Dean Smith did was in a moment of love, he had in his will that each of the varsity lettermen that played for him was to receive a $200 check to enjoy dinner, compliments of him. For me, this was an overt act demonstration of pure love, deep respect, humble appreciation, and fond memories. While I deeply appreciate this honor, I'm puzzled why me. For me, just to have my name in the same sentence with Dean Smith is an honor. Dean Smith, George Ravlin, the Alpha and the Omega of basketball. In reality, perhaps I'm receiving this award and it's about multiple honors. My name gets to be mentioned in the same sentence as Dean Smith. It's an honor to be viewed as someone deserving of this particular honor. It's a special honor because in a real sense, it's basketball's version of the Medal of Honor. So I accept this award because it gives me a unique opportunity to feel that I lived a lot of what Dean Smith stood for. So the best way I know to justify this award and the manifested sterling values of Coach Smith is to live the remaining time I have on earth serving the needs of others, to trying to be a positive difference maker in the lives of as many people as I can, and to fulfill my mom and grandma's wish to be a good human being. Coach Smith would expect no less. My heart's overflowing with appreciation for the confidence that the United States Basketball Writers Association had in selecting me for this. I thank you guys for believing in me. I thank you guys for concluding that I am worthy of this honor. It means a hell of a lot to me that this took place in Philadelphia. I was born in Washington, D.C., but when people ask me where I'm from, I say Philadelphia. The Big Five, Philadelphia. You guys are such a huge part of my life. The best thing I ever did in my life was decided to go to Villanova. They took a little black kid from the streets in D.C. who was nobody, and they gave me all the necessary ingredients to be somebody. So I thank each and every one of you for your patience. It's a special moment in my life, and I thank you and